I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
So you write about a few of those opportunities for growth and what we need to do as leaders, how we need to be responsible for them. A couple of things that you wrote down were maybe finding someone who can mentor you, attending conferences, reading books, that these are all things that you had to do for yourself and not expect our organization to do for us, correct?
Yeah. I think, you know, I think that's really important because I think by nature, we all will place expectations on other people to help develop us, help grow us. I mean, I think that it's natural to want somebody to see that and develop that and draw that out of us. But that can easily become an unmet expectation because, frankly, everybody's just trying to survive most days, you know? So if we sit and we wait for somebody to do it for us, I think we're going to be really disappointed. And I really just challenge people, you've got to get out there. You've got to own the responsibility for your own leadership growth and development. You know, seek out people who can speak into your life. I think sometimes we'll hear mentor and we'll think, oh, I've got to find somebody who will give me, you know, 2 hours a week for the rest of my life. But that's such an unrealistic expectation that then when people aren't able to say yes to that, we get frustrated. We think they don't care that, you know, they're not interested in our growth and development. And they very much are, but sometimes they just don't have that level of capacity to give. Sometimes, you know, there have been seasons where I've had people develop, you know, spend time with me in a disproportionate amount. And that has been such a gift, but it's very rare. So I encourage people, go look for ways to grow in your leadership. And we have so much at our fingertips right now. I mean, we can listen to shows like this. We can listen to podcasts. There's the internet and articles and magazines and conferences. And there are just so many places for us to learn and grow that we can initiate on our own. And so I'm just encouraging and challenging people all the time. What are you reading? Where are you studying? Who are you learning from? And just be a fanatic about that. You know, be purposeful to seek out every opportunity for leadership growth and development. And you might look for somebody who you admire and say, hey, can I take you to lunch or coffee and just pick your brain? And it might just be a one-time thing. It might turn into a more regular occurrence, but even that one conversation, if you come prepared and you ask great questions, you're going to glean some wonderful wisdom that will help develop you as a leader. So many ways for us to engage leadership development that I think is so valuable.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.